In Parshas Kitzetzeh, we learn about the idea of a maika or a ma'aka, which is a fence that one is meant to build on their roof if their house is higher than 10 tefachim, which would be higher than 30 inches. So if your house is higher than 30 inches, which most people's houses are, then there's a halacha that assuming the roof is walkable, assuming the roof is not slanted, if you could walk on that roof, you're meant to build a fence around said roof in order that nobody fall off. An interesting detail in the discussion of the ma'aka is whether one needs to make a bracha on putting a ma'aka, putting a fence on the roof. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perikud Aleph, Halacha Dalid, has a rule that when you are doing something in order to prevent danger, in such a case, you don't need to make a bracha. However, later on in the same perek, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says that you should make a bracha when you put up a fence, when you put up a makkah, and the bracha you make is Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayisav, v'tzivanu la'aseis makkah, that Hashem sanctified us with His mitzvahs and commanded us to make a fence on a roof. And this is actually a very practical mitzvah with a very practical bracha that one can even make nowadays. But the Rebbe observes that this is a little bit odd. If it's the case that the Rambam just told us that a mitzvah which is done in order to prevent danger does not require a bracha, why then do you make a bracha when you build a makkah on your roof? So the Rebbe explains that there's tzvei dinim here. There are two dimensions of dealing with the danger on your roof. One dimension is leisasim damim b'veisecha. You shouldn't have any blood in your house, which is the continuation of the pasuk. So you shouldn't cause any dangers, any ways in which people might die or people might be injured. And Rashi there explains various other dangers which one's not meant to have in their house, so as not to have this issue of loisasim bam beisecha, so as not to place blood in their house. Rashi quotes the Medrash saying, prat l'migadol kelevra, that you shouldn't have any harmful or dangerous dogs in your house, for example. So that's one dimension of the mitzvah. Not to have a roof which is dangerous, but you can do this in many ways. You could make a slanted roof which is not walkable, as many roofs are today, not a flat roof which people could walk on and potentially fall off of. Alternatively, you could build yourself a small hut, you could build yourself a crawl space and live inside of the crawl space, and then your roof will not be high enough such that if people would fall, they'd get injured. So we see that building a makkah, building a fence, is not strictly speaking necessary in order for you to prevent danger. So the fact that you're building a fence is an added detail, an added mitzvah over preventing dangers, since you could have prevented the danger in other ways. And we see the Rambam explicitly distinguishing between this mitzvah of not creating dangerous situations and the mitzvah of building a fence on your roof, in that the Rambam records the mitzvah of preventing dangerous situations in the list of negative commandments, whereas he lists the mitzvah of building a fence on the list of positive commandments. So the Rebbe observes that this is all a very interesting academic discussion. But what does a makkah, what does a fence for your roof symbolize within our spiritual lives? What does it symbolize internally speaking? So the Rebbe suggests that the idea of a house symbolizes, or a new house, symbolizes entering a new state in one of three dimensions. Entering a new state in time, entering a new state in place, or entering a new state in consciousness. And the Rebbe says, whenever you enter somewhere new in across these three dimensions, be it in place, time, or consciousness, there's always a problem, there's always a challenge that you might be putting yourself at risk. Although it's the case that your prior routine worked for you and you weren't at spiritual risk, when you enter a new time, place, or mode of consciousness, then you might be at risk for falling. You might be at risk of injury. So how do you prevent this injury? So Rebbe says you have to draw from a higher power. You have to place a makkah, you have to place a fence on your roof. Your roof symbolizing the highest part of yourself, and the fence symbolizing this higher power or this protection on the highest part of yourself. So what does that mean practically speaking? So every day is a new unit of time. And although it's the case that yesterday you might have been successful at what you were meant to do. That yesterday you were spiritually in a good place. Who's to say that in this new unit of time, you're going to be successful, you're going to be able to withstand whatever challenges are thrown your way. So the Rebbe says, every day, a person needs to engage in an act of fence building, in an act of drawing down from a higher power, in an act of connecting to a higher power in order to have protection from whatever spiritual and physical challenges might come to them that day. And how do they do that? They connect to a higher power by learning and davening that morning. And then going further, more broadly, every Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of a new year, which is a broader unit in time. So here, one begins the year with a life review, with going through what it is they did the previous year and how they would like to improve this coming year, and with serious davening and contemplation over the day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe suggests also that as one comes to a new year, one should take on an additional positive practice in their lives, and that acts as a ma'akeh, that acts as a fence, that acts as a defense against the new challenges that a person might face and experience in the coming year.